saying, I'm guilty of all the bad things you said and all the bad things you suspected beyond that. And you cannot say that. You can't let this, you can't let the country think that, because it isn't true.
Not true, and also the country would be terribly let down if it didn't.
Absolutely.
And the world would be let down.
Absolutely. And the reason you can't do it is because it isn't true. If it were true,
right. I agree.
If you had pulled all this stuff, then
well, let me ask you, because
I'm not so sure even then you could, but then,
yeah, but, no, John, if there's anything that, he mentioned the one conversation that we believed he was no more than 2 minutes. He mentioned that. I don't remember any other conversation with John that we've ever discussed
Adding
the payoff or anything else.
I don't think you guys either.
And I don't think you do.
No, sir.
Do you?
No.
I want to know if there is. No. Colson, the only conversation was the conversation that he had at the end of the meeting with regard to Hunt, where he said Hunt's wife, you know, died, and this and that. He probably had to take that into consideration. That was all I said to him. Nothing more.
I don't know. I can't judge anybody anymore. Okay.
Colson. No, Colson stands for it.
Colson, I think, is going to stand pretty solid. He's going to protect himself in the way.
Oh, right.
But not at the expense of any damage to you.
Now, what do you do with Dean?
Spite him.
Huh?
Spite him. On the basis of the truth. Let him tangle himself up.
With strike at him, yes. Huh?
You should never strike at him. White House shouldn't strike
me. Dean's guilt is held.
Let the process take care of
me. Dean is involved deeply in all of this. Look, he is not only involved in the subordination of Persia, which reword Shiva, he did Magruder. Magruder was so sad. Second, there is a little bit of thing that I don't cover my old man. And he says that Liddy on June 19th told him everything.
Right.
And that he told it to Ehrlich. So I checked with Ehrlich about this. Ehrlich tells me Dean never told him a fucking thing about Liddy until March.
That's right.
Next year.
That's
is this
right.
Correct?
Yep. I remember when he told us. We were up in Ehrlich's office late one afternoon.
Who? Dean did?
Dean and Ehrlich and I. Dean told us about
what time? When was it? March? March?
Probably the 19th, 20th, 21st.
What did he say?
Somewhere in there. He told us the story of Liddy saying, I want to go for a walk with you, and they walked down 17th Street.
Right.
Painted the picture for us. And Liddy laid out the whole thing, what had happened, and then Mitchell had ordered it, Mitchell had raised hell, and all this stuff.
Then after that, I saw Dean on the 21st.
But at that point, I still didn't know whether that was true. Because at that point, you're starting to wonder, Dean's stories didn't make sense.
I just want to be sure.
I don't know now whether that's true.
Let me say, I want to be sure that Dean didn't tell Ehrlichman before March of the next year. That's the impression he tried to get to Peterson. I believe that.
Dean is changing history.
Oh, yeah.
In that kind of. Jived with his thing was saying he was trying to get early. But when he told me that, when he told us that up in Ehrlich's office, I had the distinct impression that that was the first time Ehrlich was hearing that. And that Dean knew it was. Because I think Dean was, the way he was telling it was that it was something that, you know, he'd never told us before.
That Lydia told him everything.
Yeah.
You see, we were trying to get the facts. We're trying to find who the Christ did this. Dean, up till that time, March 19th or whatever that was, never told us but Mitchell was involved, did he? Oh, yes, a little.
Yeah, in that period somewhere, he intimated that, you know, Mitchell would just step out of that and solve this whole
thing.
Which would indicate that he thought Mitchell.
He thought
that he never said he knew Mitchell was,
yeah. Good, what did you like?
I think he was quite clear in his own mind when Magruder was involved, and I think he was virtually sure that Mitchell was.
And he was damn sure he was.
individuals' concerns and all that, but I can't reconstruct those without notes, because
I imagine a bit different thing.
No, that hasn't come up yet.
Oh, yes, yes, okay.
No, that had come up and gone by then. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So he mentioned that as an example of the blackmail. He was spelling out the examples of blackmail in one of those reports. But March 26th,
you did discuss with him in that period anything that we should get busy and try to pay off it. You ever discuss that with him?
No.
That's the kind of thing you'd like to have. You don't remember anything like that? I don't remember that I ever heard anything from him discussing. You don't remember anything like that?
No, sir. But we should get busy and pay off it.
The 120.
No, because this was after the last I heard about the 120 area was that day, was the 21st.
And Mitchell said.
Or was that the 26th?
21st. Yeah. I met him at the 21st. 22nd was the day.
Yeah.
You
back 22nd.
Yeah. Mitchell said, you know, in his usual pragmatic way.
I guess it's okay. I guess it's okay.
You know, it's very possible I might have asked you. Hope this got there and things was carried off. I don't think
you weren't there. You weren't there. This wasn't in here. This was in my office.
I know, but that's on the phone. We can't do that.
Oh. Well, we didn't talk.